The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word on Sport. Well, it's only a couple of weeks ago that Ireland had a record European Athletics Championship. Who could forget Ciara Mageean's gold medal, the 4x400 mixed relay gold medal, all of the personal bests set by the Irish team out in Rome. But do we really give these athletes and their coaches sufficient funding? And do we even take the sport seriously in Ireland compared with other countries? Carl Dennehy is an athletics journalist and he wrote a very long piece in this week's Irish Examiner looking at the state of Irish athletics and comparing it to other countries across Europe. Carl, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word. I think we all got caught up with the success of the team and it's been our best championship and we're all looking forward to Paris in another few weeks' time for potentially more medals. But looking at the sport in Ireland, this has been probably more an indication of the star quality of these people rather than what we put into it.
Yeah, I think you're always a bit cautious to, you know, I suppose, criticize too much when things go badly or and also probably get too overhyped about the praise when things go great, as it did in Rome very clearly, because really the system in Irish athletics is one, you know, I guess as a European country, we're always comparing ourselves to our European counterparts. And I think in terms of athlete funding in Ireland, Ireland does not do a bad job at all. You know, these athletes are funded relatively well relative to their European counterparts, or certainly on par. But I think the big void, I would say, is the investment in coaching. You know, Ireland just does not invest in athletics coaching in any serious way. And there is an inconsistency there whereby the athletes' physios, the psychologists, and nutritionists rightly all earn a wage for their support services. But the person with the biggest performance impact and the person who is doing so much work, you know, dozens of hours of work outside their full-time jobs typically every week, is the coach. And as it stands in Irish athletics, the best they're getting really is a bit of expenses to contributions towards trips, paying their petrol, things like that. But it's certainly not a living wage. And given the level that Irish athletics has reached, that's wrong, in my opinion. And I think that needs to change.
And a lot of coaching talent goes abroad where they're employed by lots of really successful athletes and make a good living abroad, whereas they can't do it here.
Yeah, and I think that's the net product of the current system here, that, you know, if you want to be an athletics coach in Ireland, you essentially have to accept that, you know, you're going to be doing it in an amateur way. You're going to be doing it in the evenings. You're going to be doing it at the weekends. You're going to be cutting into family time and perhaps hindering your own professional career. And again, I think the only real professional athletics coaches in Ireland are essentially people who are coaching dozens and dozens of 3 and 4 and 5 hour marathoners, because that's the only way it's economically viable to actually coach Olympic athletes. It's basically almost impossible to earn a living, and the result is that someone like John Coughlin, and there are others as well, coaches have gone off to Qatar, to Australia, where there are systems that employ full-time athletics coaches. But as it stands, despite the improvements, and there has been improvements made in the past 2 years, we're still a long, long way behind the rest of Europe.
Is it a trade-off that Athletics Ireland have to make, that you either support the athletes who of course are young and starting off their careers, or you support their coaches? Should we be putting more money behind the athletics team?
I think, yeah, Athletics Ireland, I would give them a pass on this, because there's not much they can do with the budget they have. And that comes down from Sport Ireland and from up above in the government, you know. And with, I think they're doing a good job and they're trying their best to support the web of coaches, that network that are, you know, creating these performances. But yeah, it has to change and it has to be a budget. Now, if the government aren't going to change their minds and invest bigger into this, it might have to come from private resources. And the High Performance Director with Athletics Ireland, Paul McNamara, alluded to that in Rome, saying this might have to be private sponsorship to find a way to support these coaches. Because, yeah, at the moment, the net result of not supporting them is that an awful lot of them will simply give up or perhaps go abroad. And then you have a situation whereby the Irish coaching talent, and it is talent and coaches that who are working on par, you know, with the best coaches in Europe who are doing it for a full-time wage, but you might lose them to other countries or just lose them full stop.
In this piece in The Examiner, and it is really, really worthwhile checking out, you point out to, there are models elsewhere we should be looking at.
Yeah, I think, you know, a realistic model for Irish athletics might be what's happening over in the Netherlands. You know, they have a web of about six full-time coaches with one head coach, Laurent Muley. And, you know, the athletes are at a central location. It's kind of similar to how boxing is done, you know, down in Cork, sorry, in Dublin, and then rowing, the Irish rowing system is done in Cork, where you have this group of athletes living together, trained together under the guidance of full-time coaches. Now, in Ireland, they've often said that's impossible to replicate because, you know, the Irish athletes are so spread out. Some of them are based abroad and there's such a diversity of events that that's hard to do. But I think we need to be looking at a model like the Netherlands. You know, they've only twice the population or so as us, but they invest significantly more in coaching and they have athletes living together, training together full-time under the guidance of a team of full-time coaches. And the net result of that is with what we see at championships, which is that the Netherlands continually deliver Olympic medals in athletics. Whereas Ireland's last Olympic medal, you know, we've won one this century, essentially, you know, Rob Heffernan's in 2012 in athletics. So there is a drought there. And whereas a country like the Netherlands, when they have that system, they keep producing. And you see it in the relays, especially because that's a real test of your depth and of your system. And they're just consistently winning European titles and world and Olympic medals.
Is it likely the case that when people see the success and you say, look, the government will be, you'll have ministers out at the Paris Olympics, you'll have dignitaries at the Paris Olympics, some Ireland looking at this, it's when they see the success that the funding follows. So should we be confident that, look, because we're having this potentially golden generation of Irish athletes coming through, the funding will follow?
Yeah, well, I think it should. You know, I'm still a little bit uncomfortable, you know, that Sport Ireland do a good job at funding clearly and the medals are going up and up at Olympic level, at Olympic level. And I think Ireland will have its record Olympic medal haul in Paris this year. That's the sign of the system getting better. And that's the result of the government putting a lot more money into sport in recent years. But we always compare ourselves in Ireland to the likes of Denmark, the likes of New Zealand, and they win significantly more Olympic medals than Ireland. And it's a very simple reason for that. It's funding, you know. Funding isn't the be all and end all. It doesn't do it on its own, but it allows you to support coaches. So they're not working full-time jobs. They can commit themselves to the sport and it allows full-time coaches, same thing. They're not having to do it in the evenings and at weekends. And it becomes a far more attractive way of doing it and they can do it properly professional. So I think, you know, after European championships like Rome, where I guess the whole country got to kind of gather around the TVs, you had about 600,000 people watching Rashida Adelecki's final. And you see the social impact of that and the feel-good impact of that. And it really is not that significant amount of money that can create more and more performances like that. Because as things stand, I think looking at it objectively, you know, it's more so down to volunteer coaches and kind of superstar talents like Ciara Mageen and Rashida Adelecki. And, you know, you have to remember we did have the record European championships, but if you take Rashida Adelecki and Ciara Mageen out of that, two athletes, by the way, who've been based abroad for several years, Ireland doesn't win four medals, they win zero medals. So, you know, we can't rely on the superstar talents to hold things together. The system has to get stronger if Ireland wants what happened in Rome to become a regular occurrence.
Yep. And the point you make at the very beginning, it is the people who are the coaches who have got very little money from the system that they have what a few expenses and they don't get the money that perhaps the superstar coaches abroad get. Cathal Dennehy, athletics journalist, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.